like to call our Town of Blue Lee regular meeting for Tuesday, February 10th, 2020. Ms. Savannah Daigle, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ma'am. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Recognitions and commendations, I don't have any. Have your meeting minutes from January 14th, 2020 in your package with no changes. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes from January 14th?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle? Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public Works Committee, I'll read the report from Shane just for the minutes. This is from January 2020. We had 7 rain events for 6.5 inches. No drainage problems were reported. We installed decorative street signs on Gwynn Street, all of Courtney Estates. He forgot one on there. River Oaks has a street sign. My neighbor came and told me how nice they look. We had 3 skate alarms, all were minor. We had 1 personnel incident where a vehicle glass was broken due to a rock from weed eating. No out of compliance tests at the sewer treatment facility. We had 1 sewer backup affecting 2 homes. We're working with those residents now. Water line installation is underway on Anita Street. We had a pre-construction meeting for River Mill 3rd filing. They're supposed to start construction sometime in February. And we had a 6'4" dead alligator removed from our chlorine contact chamber at the sewer pond. Our Republic bulk pickup is scheduled for the week of February the 10th, and our extra pickup is scheduled for Friday, February 28th. And that's all we have on the Public Works. Planning and zoning, consider fence variance application for 1561 Orleans Quarters. In your package, we have the applications. We had a blanket approval on these from planning and zoning. We just need to stamp it on our side. So we're putting up a fence.
Move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler.
Second.
Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Review our budget to actual is in your packet. I noticed it said from the period of June 1, 2020 to June 30, 2020. Mr. Niesler pointed that out to me. This is a year to date on that first sheet you have, so considers all the year, the first half of the budget. Questions on that? We can get you answers if you need. All right, we'll move on. Recreation Committee? I don't know of anything. Personnel Committee?
You doing all right?
Yes,
sir. All right, I'd like to recommend to the council we hire Devin Bird. He's 12 years experience at the Army National Guard, military police officer, 2 years civilian officer at St. Francisville. He has some tremendous, just outstanding referrals from everyone we called. Has a bachelor's degree in emergency management. He's working on his master's. He's post-certified. He already knows our report system. The matrix, drug screen, everything was perfect. So we could like to recommend y'all if we could hire him at $16 an hour, retroactive, on the 4th of this month. Back to the 4th of this month. Real good guy. He's been working last week. Everybody gets along with him great.
Can you keep
him? Oh, yeah. Can't get rid of my man.
All right. I'll make the motion.
Right, we got a motion by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard, to hire Mr. Devin Bird at $16 an hour. Starting at February 4th, right?
Yes.
2020. So we have a motion and a second. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? We need roll call on that? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Quick question, sir. Where we at on numbers? We fully staffed?
No, we are. We're back there. Jordan had a good opportunity to go work the road at the sheriff's office. So you can retain, really pass that up. There's many, many places he can go past working the road years after this. So he'll make a career out of law enforcement. That's a good move for him to make. Can't say anything bad about him. He did us a real good job. So hate to lose him. But I think Devin's going to fill this place real good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Police Committee, I don't think we have anything. Government Affairs?
No, Chief.
No vetoed ordinances, no hearing and final action on ordinances. Introduction of ordinances? I don't think we have any. Resolutions, I don't have any. Police Department report? Mr. Fontenot is going to do the duty tonight?
Yes, sir. Okay. We had 6 alarms, 1 suspicious person, 2 firework complaints, 1 unlock, 3 miscellaneous complaints, 2 disturbances, 7 times we assisted other agencies, 28 no insurance tows. We had 9 crash reports, 31 truancy investigations were done, 2 criminal damage to properties, 1 animal at large, 3 batteries, 1 drug arrest. We had 1 armed robbery, which was solved. We had 1 medical. 3 physical inspections were done. No warrant arrests at this time. The jail's not taking all misdemeanor arrests. We had 2 public assists, 3 deaths, 107 total complaints, 360 total citations, with 478 total violations for the month.
Just a quick question. How many crashes were at this light at St. Francis? Do you know?
I think 2.
I know 2 for sure. It was 3?
All in the same van.
Yeah, trying to make that turn without being able to see. On a green light, not the arrow.
Right.
Anything else?
Hey, I got a quick question. I've been reading about this. Ray death? Y'all familiar with that? I mean, I heard a cop died and in a...
It's so strong you can die from inhalation or just touching it through your packaging without gloves. It's a mix of heroin, fentanyl, and some other...
Somebody hit down to the news. That's rude. It's one of the...
I didn't call y'all, but chickens are migrating from Baby Town again.
Okay. Time for a gumbo. Give us a call.
I didn't find any eggs yet.
Joanne, they're all over Key West, Florida.
Oh, thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Mr. Fontenot. Next up is Mayor's Report. I'm glad you brought that up because I have a few things to say about that. I attended the chamber meeting this last week for West Baton Rouge Awards. The Pride of West Baton Rouge Award went to the Port of Greater Baton Rouge. They gave some other awards out, too. It's always a nice dinner if you get a chance to go there for the awards. It's pretty fun. I attended a meeting today with the Parish Animal Control, the 3 mayors, and Parish President. Parish Animal Control was trying to rewrite some ordinances. So as they rewrite, and if they get approved, we'll have to look and see how it affects our ordinances since we piggyback heavy on what the parish did. So it's very early stages. There's a lot of work to do. You probably didn't even know, I think. They just started it. So they're going to do it in 2 bunches to try to rewrite it. There's some stuff in there from the 70s that hadn't been changed, and they're not following the ordinance, so they want to change them all and make them up to date. I'll attend Mayor's Lunch with Pee-wee and 2 mayors tomorrow. One of the things Pee-wee told me last time is the parish is digging out the Tonton Canal way in the back, as far back as they can go, and they're coming back up this way. Drew Macy is letting them put the dirt in those ponds that are in the back because they're doing some wetlands mitigation back there. So they're going to gradually work their way up the Tonton to clean it out. So that's a good, good thing for us. I mean,
I saw the track home, but I didn't see any evidence of any work yesterday.
So hopefully that'll, you know, open up that area back there for us. So we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Since we're on drainage piece, to answer your question about Mr. Fontenot, he's not here tonight. We looked at that ditch that we're putting those 2 new culverts in on Anita Street. That ditch runs all the way to the box culverts. The culvert right before it enters for about 30 feet is 60 feet by 36 inches tall. That's the drawing of it. It's one of those kind of fat oblong looking culverts that goes into the box culvert. That ditch runs on the south side of Archie Luzerne Road behind Hebert subdivision, then it hits the culverts and goes into the box culverts. When what we can tell, there's no water. We looked at it with the rain. There's no water that makes that turn and goes down Anita. It goes all the way down because that's a big pit. So now, once it reaches the point to where if it flows over, then it may go on, drain toward Mr. Fontenot's house. But as it stands, that water goes all the way to the boxes and none of it turns down Anita to go north. That's what we noticed. So I just want to make a report. I told you I'd get the answer on that today. So that's where we stand. Another thing on the Grant property, we did not get pictures yet, but as soon as we get pictures, I'll notify everybody and then we'll make the move to get them off that list. Shane called on three times last week and once today.
Say Grant.
Sanders. That's what I missed.
Sanders.
Yeah, Sanders. So we'll hopefully have that soon. Blaine attended the LMA midwinter conference.
The extended date for that was April. I did check.
Yeah. The LMA Midwinter Conference was held here in Baton Rouge. We got a surprise award, believe it or not. AMS, the company we use when our tickets go a certain age, our collection agency, they gave us an excellence award in debt resolution, and it's all based on how we provide them the information at such a quick pace and such an organized pace that they're able to knock out a lot of that debt and get us our money back. So they presented us with a little award. I think we'll get it at the clerk's convention. So AMS was a disaster when we first walked in. It was a work nightmare, and we cleaned it up, and they've noticed what we've done, and we get our money a lot faster now. So and I think that's all I had on mayor's report.
AMS,
yeah, they get all the spreadsheets up and keep all the spreadsheets up to date. When Blaine sent me an email, I made sure and sent him an email on it real quick.
If we get some kind of certificate, then maybe we can look at it.
Yeah, we can do that. So that's some good kudos there for our office. They do a good job in there on that. Next up, remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything?
Just a note, Chief. One of your previous employees found out, graduated from the academy, is now a state trooper. So I didn't know if y'all heard anything or not.
Who's that?
Garrett.
Oh, did he make it? Fantastic.
Garrett made it.
I think it was two Fridays ago, I believe,
yeah,
something around there.
You taught him everything he knows, huh, Chief?
No.
That's what he said.
He's on that path.
Thanks for that info. I didn't know that. That's good. We have to congratulate him when we see him. Fish?
I got a big report tonight.
All right. You didn't bring that big budget?
No, nothing to do with budget.
5 minutes.
Okay, let's try to get it knocked out. Mr. Arlen had asked me a question last meeting about the fire district rating going down. In other words, it went lower, so your homeowner's insurance premium actually went up. I told him I'd do a little legwork on it. I knew the basis of that, but certainly not many details. Our rating went from a 3 to a 4, and the rating is based on three major criteria, and most of y'all probably already know this. It's equipment, water, and personnel. And our equipment is just a year older, so that's not a big deal. Our water system is about what it has been, and actually we're doing some improvements now. But the biggest ding that we got on our report was personnel. We've lost a lot of volunteers. There's been some issues with the ex-fire chief now that came from Brule. So, and they've also combined Addison Brule. It's the first time they ever rated as one district. So part of it is because of the personnel issues. Some reports weren't getting filled out correctly. That's a little embarrassing. That's an administrative function that the fire chief should have taken care of. Addison Brule being put together, Addison was a 4. Brule was a 3, but when we put them together, that put our overall rating to a 4. Last parish council meeting, Pee Wee asked that we, I don't want to say suspend, but allow him to hire a part-time chief of police, fire chief, rather than a full-time one. A lot of discussion was about that, whether that's good or bad. We had a lot of volunteer firemen and some paid firemen give us their 2 cents worth. So the council eventually voted 8-1 to allow Pee-wee to go from a full-time fire chief to a part-time. But this chief is actually going to be more of an administrator, not the hands-on battle-tested guy that's going to be in a fire that's going to coordinate what happens. That's going to be the district chiefs. We are going to review this in 1 year, so if it is not working, we certainly can have the opportunity to change it. But this is what Pee-wee asked for, so we talked about it, we discussed it. I still don't know if it's the right thing, but I'm willing to give him opportunity to work on it and see what he can do. I'll be happy to try to answer any of those questions, but I'm trying to get under my 10 minutes. Sales tax distribution, did y'all go over that, Blaine, last meeting?
Okay.
The sales tax distribution is kind of a complicated issue. I'm going to try to just hit the high points. There's 2 1-cent parish-wide sales taxes. One of the 1 cent is based on the census every 10 years. So that does not change. When it gets locked in at 2010, it'll be through 2020 till we have our next census. The other 1 cent is based on, we try to base it on, and population, but population is, we don't count everybody's, the cities and the municipalities and the parish each year, so we do it based on building permits. So what's going to happen this year is we adjust sales tax once a year based on this number. The numbers that we received is the parish is going to go down 2.97% of the split that we breakout. Port Allen is going to go down 3.23%. Brule is going to go down only 0.6%, and Addis is going to go up 6.79%. They, of course, have had the bulk of the increase of population and building permits, so they should theoretically get the bulk of the sales tax. So the bulk of the sales tax change. We will, once we do the 2020 census, we will lock both of those into the starting new numbers, and then we adjust that 1 cent each time. So that's something that we do annually, and it's always a kind of a push and a shove, but we think it's the fairest way we can do it. We also approved to put a renewal on the ballot for May the 9th, 2020, that is the renewal of 3 mil ad valorem tax on the community centers. We also approved a 5-year contract for the Republic Services for the town of Addis, and the town of Brule usually piggybacks on top of the parish council contract. We've condemned 3 more properties, which I think that brings us up to like 18 properties, which is usually not an easy thing to do, but if you see some of these pictures, it's a pretty easy vote. And then the last thing I want to just try to bring up is the main 20-inch main for the water system coming down Anita. I know all the Anita and Venzuel people know what I'm talking about. I guess they're about halfway down Anita. They're putting it in the, depending on which way you're going, on one side of the lane. And I talked to Red Nose, Richard Soniat, about that, and he said that with a gas line in one ditch and water line in on the other side of the road, we have a forced main down the left side of the, when we're going to Anita, on the left side there's a forced main, and with a 20-inch line there's just nowhere to go other than in the street. Some of the people that are on the west side, on Blaine's side of Anita, they're probably encroaching into the right-of-way. So we didn't want to put it too close to anybody's house, so we're having to put it right down the middle of the street. So that was probably the best alternative. It's probably not the easiest thing for us. But I think at some point in time it will be finished, but the rain has slowed them down a little bit, and I think they're just doing the best they can with what they have to work with. So,
I'll piggyback on that real quick, too. Okay. Pee-wee did tell me that it'll be next year's budget for the parish, but he's going to put money to overlay that street, so we'll get that street completely overlaid. They're going to finish it and make it drivable until next year, and then the parish will overlay that whole street.
Yeah, that should not be part of your cost.
No, it's not. I just to let you know, we were thinking about putting it on the budget for our overlay, but Pee-wee said that they were going to go ahead and redo it once it's all completed.
That should not be your ticket, no. Anybody else?
No, but with the part-time police chief and fire chief, is there going to be some kind of office help in there to help with that administrative?
Yeah, they have a lady that, her name is Dina Faru. She handles that portion of it, but I just think it came down to communication. It just, I think the ex-chief, his last day of work was like August the 23rd or something, but I'll try not to bash a man too bad, but I think he had quit a long time before that. I think this thing just got away from him, and unfortunately for us, we're having to deal with those issues now and trying to do the best we can with what we have. They did, and as you probably know, when I was on the town council here, we should have been civil service for the fire district. We were not. We went through civil service with the parish. It is a
nightmare.
Not enjoyable situation. We advertised for fire chief. I think we had like 15 applicants, and then come to find out only about five of them qualified. Well, we had offered the job to one of them, and about a week later he decided he didn't want to come here. So we have had our hands tied, and I hate to keep saying we're doing the best we can, but without qualified candidates, we just feel like maybe we should do this. I'm going to call it a temporary fix, which may end up being long term, but it's just there's a one-year window to see what happens. So I think the guy's got a lot of work to do on his plate. One of the things that we are looking at very hard is our rating here, because we just can't afford it. There's not much of a dip when you go from a 3 to a 4. If you go from a 4 to a 5, it is a large increase. So we do not want to move down one more rung on that fire rating system.
It made enough of an increase.
Yeah. Yeah, but the big increase is from 4 to 5. I'm just saying.
Just go ahead.
Go ahead.
Just to touch on the sales tax piece, we're holding our own there, as you can see with the numbers he gave us. It's really vital at census time that we get as much completed and as accurately completed as we can, so we don't drop that number.
That will hurt you more than anything.
Yep.
If there's, and some people are scared to answer census questions, and I remember when Joey was mayor here, he fought them because we lost like 300 people. He said there was no way.
Yeah, we're going to really work hard to make sure we get everybody counted. So
there's not many empty houses in Brewton. So. Okay, you had a question, Bob?
Yeah, we're going to do with Benzula. They overlay it too, or what? Just Anita Street.
Just Anita. Just where they're digging. They'll do a Venzuel. Will they cross? Did they cut across it? Or
yeah.
Did they, yeah. So where they cut across, they're going to take it from there all the way to Main Street.
They got close spots on Venzuel.
Yeah. Venzuel wasn't on the list this time for our overlay, but we'll look at it next time and see.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything?
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Kersell. Announcements, Town Hall will be closed for Mardi Gras on Tuesday, February 25th, and the Addis Mardi Gras Parade is February the 16th. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Did you send anything to the plan?